Hare Krishna. Competing illusions are still illusions. Sometimes when we have to make decisions in our life, sometimes those decisions can consume us so much that we become blind to the bigger picture. So for example, someone may go to a bar and the person may think, oh, should I take this? Should I take wine or should I take beer or should I take whiskey? Or if I'm going to take beer also, which beer should I take? Now the point is that at that moment, the person may think, oh, this is a very big decision. And yes, there are choices over there, but the competing illusions are still illusions. And there is no real happiness, real joy that comes by drinking. There might be some little pleasure initially, some sense of taste, some sense of dreamy lifting up above the problems of life, dreamy forgetting of the problems of life. But those problems are going to come back again. And when they come back again, they may well be in a more ugly form than what they are at present. So it's a retreat from life that does not work. That actually hits back at us. So sometimes that way, we may take too seriously. If somebody is watching TV and that person starts thinking, should I watch this channel or this channel? Should I go to this movie or that movie? So sometimes we get so caught in decisions which are not ultimately very consequential. So by recognizing that these are competing illusions, that actually they are still illusions. If we keep that fundamental point in mind, that these things are not all that important. We're not saying that they are not important at all, but they're not all that important. And it's not that everything material is bad. The illusion here is not that a thing is bad. I just gave extreme examples here of things which are not necessarily of any way or any significant use. But even if we have to make choices among things, when we overemphasize the importance of something, we forget that itself becomes an illusion. So the thing is not an illusion. The thing's utility may not be an illusion. Now suppose we want to purchase a smartphone, we want to purchase a car, we want to purchase something like that. Now yes, those things are real. The things really are important and useful for us. But the idea that this is a make or break decision, that this is going to be something which is a huge, gigantic decision, that actually consumes us and makes us incapable of functioning properly. So Krishna talks about how this struggle and indecision that happens within us, that stems from the competition between the modes. He says in the Bhagavad Gita 14.10, Rajas Tamas Cha Vibhuya Sattvam Bhavati Bharata Rajas Sattvam Tamas Chaiva Tamasattvam Rajasatha. So he says Rajas Tamas Cha Vibhuya. Sometimes conquering the lower modes of Raja and Tama, Sattvam Bhavati Bharata, the mode of goodness arises. Sometimes Sometimes Raja, the mode of passion, rises, conquering the modes of goodness and ignorance. Sometimes the mode of ignorance rises, conquering the modes of passion and goodness. So the point is, these modes create an inner conflict within us. And overcoming that conflict is not easy. And to overcome that conflict, we need to know that there is a higher reality. That beyond the marbles, say, that a child is playing with, beyond should I search here or should I search there? Should I hit the shot here or should I hit the shot there? Should I play this game or that game? Now, these are for the child very important, but from the ultimate point of view, they're not all that important. Similarly, when we realize that many of the indecisions and confusions that we face are caused by the mind's delusions, then we can avoid those delusions by cultivating the appropriate knowledge and thus get things set on a track where we are able to make decisions about the really important things in our life. Ultimately, whatever we do at the material level, whether we are connected with Krishna and whether we are increasing our connection with Krishna, that is the most important thing. And if we are doing that, then we are marching ahead steadily in our life, no matter what happens. So competing illusions are still illusions. Regarding understanding that these are being propagated by the modes which act on us through the mind, we can actually counter the influence of the modes and situate ourselves in goodness and transcendence by the practice of spirituality, as Krishna talks about later in this 14th chapter, and thus we will be able to stay beyond the modes, beyond the mind, and make the most effective contributions. Thank you. Hare Krishna.